Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
It's our finale for 2010, and I don't know about you, I'm ready for some music, yeah? This guy has supported Guy Sebastian, Stan Walker, Delta Goodrum. He's written songs with Paulini. He's toured with Darlene Check and Israel Houghton. He's even performed before the Pope. His new single has just been released. His name is Barry Southgate.
I've been walking around in circles for a while, trying not to do my head in overtime, 'cause you got that something over me, and I don't know why.
But I can breathe.
No typical scenario when I met you, knocked the wind right out of my sails, girl. But ever since we've been caught in this game, I'm here to say, don't you think I know now?
I know now.
You got nothing to show now, to show now. Too busy breaking your back, trying to keep score. I'm winning in your own red door. Playing cops and robbers, how funny is that? You're acting like a needle in a haystack. When you ought to know you won't get too far.
I don't really have
your
heart.
I see you cutting corners too, trying to get one up on me. Oh, I see you,
man, girl.
You're a tough act to follow.
The one to be the one to light up tomorrow.
No typical scenario when I met you, knocked the wind right out of my sails, girl. But ever since we've been caught in this game, I'm here to say, don't you think I know now?
I know now.
Got nothing to show now.
Show now.
Too busy breaking your back, trying to keep score. I'm winning and you already know. Playing cops and robbers, how funny is that? You're acting like a needle in a haystack. When you ought to know, you won't get too far.
I already have your heart.
Don't you think so? Don't you think? Typical thing, girl. So give on into the feelings in your heart. Oh, I know that you and me ain't got a typical thing, girl. So give on into the feelings in your heart. For the 15th time, the 15th time I scored, game over, can I call you mine? Let's get on with it before we miss it. Don't you think I know now? I know now. You got nothing to show now, to show now. Too busy breaking your back, trying to keep score. I'm winning and you already know. Play cops and robbers, how funny is that? You're acting like a needle in a haystack. When you ought to know, you won't get too far.
I really have your heart.
Don't you think? Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think? Whoa. So?
Don't you think? Whoa.
Oh, I really have your heart.
Don't you think? Don't you think so? Don't you think,
whoa,
you know,
I really
have your heart. Oh, I already have your heart. Girl.
Barry Southgate.
Thank you. I just have to thank Favor. Give it up for Favor, everybody, the background singers. And Nathan Ishman on the guitar. Thank you so much.
Come right here, Barry. Let's have a chat. Yeah, Nathan Ishman on guitar, Favour Girls on vocals, fantastic stuff. This is what makes the final show for 2010 work, doesn't it? I mean, that kind of music, fantastic. And don't you think, I'm just looking at his face, I mean, you could probably go somewhere with modelling too. Actually, you did. You've done modelling.
Come on, man.
No, it's Power Rangers.
I think that's somebody
it's
else you got me confused
Power
with.
Power Rangers. It's Power Rangers. You were in Power Rangers, weren't you?
Yeah, like way back in the day. Yeah.
You've done a lot, haven't you? I mean, there's been modelling and there's been Power Rangers and there's all sorts of things. You've been writing songs and producing songs. You've been doing a lot of production work in the last few years too.
I've been doing a lot of vocal production and songwriting. Actually, with the guitarist who was on stage with me, Nathan Ishman, he's my writing partner, one of them, and he's amazing as well. We've written a lot of songs in his studio, so I've been writing for other artists and yeah, it's great because it's a different thing altogether from your own thing, you know, yeah.
So, born in South Africa, but you've actually got a mixed heritage.
Cape Town. It's the mother city, man.
The mother city. All of history comes from Cape Town, doesn't it? We all kind of walked away from Cape Town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You've got all sorts of nationalities in you, though, haven't you?
Yeah, my dad's African-English. My father and my dad, they're the same person. Yeah. My dad's African-English and my mother's Indonesian-German. So, it's a bit of a mix.
Wow. Yeah. So, what has that brought to you? I mean, what kind of music then was being listened to? Because it was a musical household, wasn't it?
Pretty much, like growing up. Any given Sunday, there'd be like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Chicago. So like a whole lot of stuff, you know. It's not just, yeah, a lot of variety.
And that's certainly influenced your sound. I mean,
it's definitely influenced my sound. It's really rubbed off on me and in my writing influences and stuff like that, for sure. Mm. Yeah.
Now, probably the first time that a good deal of us were introduced to you was actually on the 2004 Australian Idol. Mm-hmm. How was that as an experience for you?
It was awesome. Actually, Nari, who's here as well, who's hiding behind that pillar over there. You can't see this on the radio, but just picture it. We were actually in the Idol together, and yeah, it was actually an amazing experience being thrown into the deep end, but I didn't know what I was doing. It was just a kid just giving it a shot, and it was great. Loved it.
Because it got into the final 20 or something, 24.
Final 24, like. Yeah, with Nari. So.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you take out of the experience? I mean, some people, I'll be interested to ask the same question of Nari, some people didn't have as great an experience. What did you take out of the Idol experience?
I took out the experience that there's a lot more to TV, like to TV shows, like talent TV shows. It's not just the music. It's really a show first and then the music second. So you just kind of have to be, you can't really prepare for that. It's something that you just kind of get thrown into and you just kind of navigate as you go. But I learned a lot about TV, working on TV, being able to stare down a lens and pretend that's a person and you have to look at them. It's kind of like, okay, how do you look? Yeah. And working with bands just on the fly and you're dealing with media. So I learned a lot. It was great. Mm.
You've been doing a whole heap of things since then. So you've done a tour with Hillsong Church. Tell us about that.
Well, I tour with Darlene Check. Anybody here know who that is? Darlene Check? Yeah?
Never heard of her. Never.
And that's amazing. I've gone to places that I never dreamt that I'd ever go to. Like, literally all around the world I've been several times with that, and that's been cool. As well as Israel Houghton. So I've traveled with him as well, and it's pretty incredible.
Got a few Israel fans here too, hey? Yeah. I often think I should have been born black. I really do. I love all
You know
the,
what? You're black on the inside, man.
Thank you.
I feel it.
Thank you. You feeling me? Fantastic. I feel it too. Yeah, Stevie Wonder, all those kind of R&B bands. Still working on that. I remember talking to one guy who said he prayed every morning when he was, every night actually, when he was a kid, he wanted to wake up black. Never got answered, funnily enough. So you've actually had the Hillsong experience.
Yeah.
And then you've done some work with the South African Idol winner as well.
That was kind of crazy because, okay, get this. So I've had like a couple of published songs before with like Hillsong, but my first mainstream placement ever was a song with the South African Idol. And the cool thing about that is she's from Cape Town, which is my home city. So it was cool that kind of came full circle that my very first mainstream thing was with someone from my homeland. So it like felt really proud to do that.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah, loved it. It's good. It's good. Now the EP is called Epitome. It's coming out next year.
Yep. First quarter of 2011. It's coming out. And that song you just heard there is the first single from the project. So do you like the song?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's all right. That's all right. You can do better. I'm sure we'll hear better. Fantastic work. That's the reason why we got you on the show. And now, just before we let you go as well, you've also started like a bit of a charity thing as well. You've taken the initials of your name and you've turned it into a bit of a movement.
Yeah, well, there's a thing that I call the BCS movement, and how I started it was my initials are BCS, Barry Conrad Southgate, but I thought, how can I make this like a two-edged sword sort of thing and not just be about me? So I use it as an acronym for Bring Change Somewhere. So basically, even if you look at the single cover on iTunes, you'll see in the bottom right, there's a circle, and it says BCS there. So people who see that, they'll be like, what is that about? So they go to my website and they read up about that. And basically, it just means that wherever you are, it doesn't matter your sphere of influence or your workplace or your school or whatnot, it just basically means that you can bring a degree of change to your world. So it means helping somebody, smiling at someone, financially helping someone. Everybody's got the capacity to do that, so that's why I started it.
Doesn't take much, does it?
Doesn't take much.
Doesn't take much. Yeah. Barry Southgate, great to have you here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.